This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
On the waitfor.com hotline, we want to say what's going on to D'Angelo Malone. He is a local kid, Mike. Went right to high school right here in the ATL. Obviously,
he's a Cedar Grove Saint.
He is, man. We got a couple of those guys on this squad, and had a great college career. D'Angelo, man, welcome to the ATL. I know you guys are working out, getting things done up there at Flowery Branch. How are you, man? How are things?
Everything going great. First off, I want to say thanks for having me. But yeah, today was a great day. A lot of productive things happened today.
I mean, as a kid who grew up, we just mentioned Cedar Grove, and your cousin got drafted as well, Schaefer. It's almost like a Cinderella story, D. How excited are you to be playing for the Falcons?
I'm very excited. You know, as a kid, you know, I dreamed about playing for the Falcons, you know, hometown hero, you know, hometown kid. So just being in this predicament, I'm very excited.
D'Angelo, coach talked to us the other day about your physicality. Where did that come from? Where did you develop that? Have you always had that physicality about you? He talked about what you guys did at the Senior Bowl and how you were pretty dominant there, and it really caught their eye.
Right. So, you know, as a kid, you know, I always been undersized. So I felt like, you know, just developing, like, the physicality, you know, just playing up to my competition. And I knew, you know, the competition I was up against, and I always knew I had to play very physical. And, yeah, that's basically it.
I know that they've said I laughed at you when they said they want to put some size on D'Angelo Malone. Carl and I can help you, by the way. If you need to put some weight on, we can
eat.
Help you.
We eat.
If you can take him out to dinner, we can get you 10 pounds like nothing, bro, if you need it.
Let's go.
We're talking steaks. We're talking dessert. We're talking the whole shebang. But, man, yeah, I was watching the highlights because don't laugh. Carl makes fun of this. I mock draft all the time. I drafted you, man, because I saw the video coming out of Western Kentucky. I mean, what would you say is your best thing, the speed element? What makes you so special?
I'll probably say my speed element and also physicality.
Two-time CUSA Defensive Player of the Year. We're talking to D'Angelo Malone here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons rookie minicamp going on. So you said there's some great things happened today. Installs, talk to us about what coach talked to you guys about being rookies coming into the league. Was it like, line up, rooks? What did he say?
So basically, you know, he just had high expectations. You know, we just got a vibe by the standards. And, you know, I'm very excited to be a part of a great organization. And we have great things ahead of us.
So you're playing for Coach Dean Pease, who's been coaching football since 1979. What are your first impressions of the guy? Because he seems like a real trip.
Yeah, he has great personality. You know, I love him. Can't wait to, you know, play for him. And it's going to be great.
What do you say to folks who say you played at Western Kentucky and maybe the competition wasn't Power 5 level? You put up great numbers. Did you have that question asked to you at the combine or maybe during your workouts where somebody said the level of competition wasn't what some people say, you know, it comparable to Power 5? Did that matter? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter at all. You know, what matters is, you know, the stats and what you do for that, that program. And I feel like, you know, every time, you know, the opportunity was presented in front of me, you know, I took advantage of it. It's no matter what you do, you know, just make sure you get 100% effort and you give it your all.
So how cool is it at Cedar Grove? You got so many guys going to the NFL. I mean, is it just – what are they doing? What are you guys doing over there at Cedar Grove, man? Just great coaching, weight training, the whole thing?
Man, honestly, man, just having great coaching. And I feel like Jimmy Smith, he did a great job, you know, with putting us in position where it allows us to succeed. Yeah. You know, down south, that's where the dogs at, man. Cedar Grove.
Look at you, repping. You already repping for Cedar. I see you.
That's right.
57 and a half. Yeah, exactly. 57 and a half tackles for loss, man, over the last 4 years for the guy that we're talking to. So we need pass rush. We need guys like you to rip quarterbacks' heads off, and I say that loosely. We don't want to – all right, maybe we do want to hurt people, but we need guys to get there. So have you worked on specific pass rush moves? Do you have a signature move for fans who haven't seen you coming off the edge?
Most definitely. I probably would say, you know, my speed, it plays a big part, you know, in my finesse game. That's what I call it. But, you know, I just want to use that as a surprise, you know, surprise the fans. And just watch me work.
So, obviously, when you played in high school with your first cousin, and that's so cool. By the way, that's just an amazing story in and of itself. So, needless to say, you have gone against Justin Schaefer in practice, right?
Yes, sir, plenty of times. I would say, you know, the competition level, it was great. You know, every day of practice, he pushed me, I pushed him. We just motivated each other.
I know you were mad at him, though, sometimes, because he held you, didn't he? Don't lie.
I mean, I ain't going to lie. Like, dude, my cousin, like, he is a big guy. You know, he's like 3'15". So, you know how that goes sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I know those old linemen like to hold, man. That's what I know. I know that. They like to cheat.
It would be funny if you get a fight breaking out at camp, because there's always a fight at some point in the summer and it's you and your cousin going at it. So what are the odds of that happening?
I probably would say, you know, that's really not my intentions. I'm just coming here to work
and
just trying to make a name for myself.
All right, man.
Do you have an edge, though? You made a lot of plays. You sound like a nice, nice dude. We're introducing you to the ATL. There are a lot of Falcon fans listening right now going, this D'Angelo guy, man. Do you have an edge when you step on the field? Are you one guy off the field and another guy on it?
Almost definitely. I would say, you know, every time I touch foot on that field, you know, I turn into a monster. You know, it's a different side of me. And I always play with a chip on my shoulder.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.